In the Mexican city of Oaxaca, hundreds of women protested in the streets this week, banging spoons on pots and pans. Then they seized a state-run television station. They have occupied the station since Tuesday, and they've been broadcasting videotape of a police attack on protesters in June. Yolanda Garcia is editor of the English-language newspaper The Oaxaca Times. And Ms. Garcia, this demonstration on Tuesday with these women banging pots and pans, what were they protesting?
Well, they are supporting the strike of the teachers who work for the federal government. The teachers were asking for better salaries, and instead of that, they were attacked by, you know, forces of the government, and they became very upset, very angry. So they're trying to push the governor to leave.
This is the governor of Oaxaca State?
Yes.
What is the complaint about the governor of Oaxaca that these protesters have?
Well, what happened is that the governor of Oaxaca, you know, since he was elected, people were saying that he wasn't really elected. He stole the elections. So now the teachers are kind of representing all the disagreements of the new work that the governor has been doing in the city.
The election you're talking about, this was an election in 2004, right?
That's right.
So this has been percolating for some time.
That's right.
Now, how is it that the women were able to take over this station?
Well, there were 500 women who were marching, protesting, and they walked in the TV station, and they walked into a program that was going on at that moment, and they closed the doors and they kept the employees of the TV station in. They used part of the program for expressing themselves, their disagreement with the governor, and that was it.
So they took over the airwaves.
That's right.
So they were holding some of these employees essentially captive, hostage, in those studios.
That's right. From 12 at the midday until 9 p.m.
I've seen some photographs of these protests, and it looks like there are children out there, too. Who are these women and the children who are with them?
Well, these women are part of an organization called People of Oaxaca. All these parents are supporting the teachers of their children because they think they don't make enough money, and they have been supporting them, especially after they were attacked by the government.
Tell us about that attack back in June.
Well, the attack was a helicopter flying over the city and throwing bombs who make people cry.
Tear gas?
Yes, tear gas bombs. There were many people injured, and many were running, and you know, it was kind of dramatic.
And the videotape that the women are showing now on this state, formerly at least, state-run television station, this is videotape taken by people in the protests of the attack back in June?
Yes.
Is this protest isolated to the city of Oaxaca, or has it spread elsewhere?
Well, every day they have been doing different demonstrations, and right now all the government offices are taken.
So it's not just this TV station. You're saying it's spread throughout these buildings?
Yes, all the government buildings have been taken.
Ms. Garcia, this sounds like something that could end very badly. Are you hearing any indications of how this might be resolved?
Well, the governor has been saying that he keeps on talking with the leaders in order to finally get into an arrangement, but this is not happening.
Do you see any signs that the police there in Oaxaca are getting ready to take any sort of action against these women who are occupying the buildings?
No, not really. You know, I don't see more police on the streets, or it's the opposite. You know, actually the police is not in downtown area because the teachers are there. I don't see really violence. And I haven't seen any action like that.
Ms. Garcia, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Yolanda Garcia is editor of the Oaxaca Times.